D. Miami Ink. Miami Ink is a popular tattoo studio. Rob is one of the experienced tattoo artists there. He told us what he thinks about tattooing. 40 or 50 years ago, it wasn't really art. It was more a craft. But then tattoos became more popular, and a lot of people who were artists got into the business. They were graffiti artists and oil painters who did art on canvas, on paper, and on walls. Today, you have people that are doing stuff that's just amazing. You know, all kinds of crazy portraits in colour and all kinds of skin textures. People have decorated their bodies throughout history. Skeletons have been found with body paint on them from 8,000 years BC. In Polynesian cultures, tattoos are still very important. The Maoris of New Zealand use tattoos to show which tribe a person belongs to. See page 66. How do you hire the artists here? We pick people that are artistic and very technical. But there are more people out there that are ruining the craft than actually putting it forward. There are loads of people who really don't know what the hell they're doing. They just saw it on TV and they thought it would be cool to do. Do you work long hours? Personally, I do 12 hours a day and I work 3 or 4 days a week. That's what we usually do here. We work with many, many people, so it gets very tiring, mentally and physically. Tell me a little about what you actually do when you have a new customer in the chair. Well, first you put a stencil on. It shows you a very basic outline of what you're going to do. After that, you set up your machines. You have different machines that do different things. Colouring, degree work, or stronger, bolder work. Then you start building up the tattoo. There are many different techniques. There's many ways to skin a cat. Hygiene is very important, right? Yeah, you sterilise the skin first and all the needles are brand new. All the stuff we use is sterilised in an autoclave. Sometimes I just have to laugh. For example, this lady came in yesterday and she said, "You guys use new needles, right? How do I know you do that?" But of course we use new needles. It's so cheap to buy needles these days. It would probably cost more to clean a needle than to buy a new one. Who are your customers? Everything from a teenager who likes Justin Bieber to multimillionaire doctors, real estate people, lawyers and judges. It's so common nowadays, so it's really everyone. Although I don't think teenagers should get tattoos, by the way. What would you say is most challenging about this work? The most challenging thing is that there's no erasing it. There's no, "Oh, wait, this line didn't come out okay." What is there is there. So there's a lot of pressure when you're doing it. You have to get everything perfect on that first try.